Joel, thanks so much for the question. If I understand the question correctly, it's which stakeholders really need to be mobilized to support sustainability reporting, for example, with the mining company that you described. One of the things I would just mention is in the countries where we work to promote reform of corporate financial reporting, we have attempted to mobilize essentially every stakeholder who will speak to us to promote the reform, because we have found that you never know where your best allies will be until you reach out and find out, and sometimes you're surprised by who supports the reform and who does not. In the countries where we operate, one thing that I will say, by the way, is that just speaking bluntly, the approach of the local affiliates of the international network firms varies greatly from country to country. And one thing that we have found is if you get support for progressive reform from the local affiliates of the international accounting network firms, that can make a huge difference. They are a locus of influence and power on their own, and they are typically the major repositories of expertise. So if they support what you're doing, they can help you get it done. If they do not support it, they can prevent it from happening. So that is one stakeholder that we have found makes a big difference in many of the countries where we operate. Certainly, not all countries have constituents, NGOs, other entities that, for example, in the area of non-financial reporting would push for better reporting of environmental performance. If there aren't entities like that, certainly, again, the governmental entities are important to get on board. But I guess the short answer is that we have found, and one of the things that we do in our reform projects when they begin is that we try to pull together a meeting of international investors as represented by the chambers of international chambers of commerce and like bodies. We try to pull together any kind of local NGOs or other bodies that have an interest in reporting. We pull in the professional accountancy organization, the ministerial officials, often the National Bank will have something to say about it. I think the short, maybe simple answer, perhaps obvious answer, but it's the one that we found, is that the broadest mobilization of stakeholders is most likely to lead to the support for reform and successful implementation.